This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Early this month, a Republican state senator put forth the idea of eliminating Michigan's state income tax. It would be over a five-year period. That measure would also include an as-of-yet undefined sales tax increase. About a week after that, a Republican in the state House introduced a bill to phase out the Michigan income tax, but over a 40-year period. That would drop from the current 4.25% to 3.9% in 2018, and then in each of the successive years, it would drop by a tenth of a percentage point until such time there was no state income tax at all. Now, there are certainly many who would like to see that happen in one form or another. Governor Snyder has cautioned that even given the infrastructure needs, among others, in Michigan, this might not be the best time or idea. We thought we would seek out some reaction from the other side of the aisle. Ann Arbor State Senator Rebecca Warren is with us today to provide her perspective, and thank you very much for the time.
Well, thank you, David. I'm happy to have the chance to talk with you about this.
This is certainly not the first time the idea of income tax elimination has come up in Michigan, but what was your gut reaction to both the Senate and House plan when you heard them?
So just by way of background, since I've been elected to the legislature, which is a decade now, I've always served on the Tax Policy Committee of jurisdiction in the House and now in the Senate. So I've had a front row seat to all of the different considerations of how to raise revenue, what's sort of the fairest way, what's the easiest way, the most stable way. And so my concern about targeting the income tax for rollback and elimination is, right now, the income tax is one of the few revenue streams that comes into state government that is directly for our general fund, general purpose use. So it has no strings attached, unlike funding that comes in from the federal government or funding that comes in from the sales tax, right? We by our constitution, put 2 cents of that straight into the school aid fund. So it's our largest contributor. It's about just shy of $7 billion a year. It's like $6.98 billion a year of income tax. And that's the money that we use to fund higher education institutions like healthcare and Medicaid support and any of the programs that are really of critical importance to the citizens of our state. So I'm very nervous about using that revenue stream as something that we would try to diminish.
Well, right now there are 7 states in America that go without an income tax, states like Florida, Tennessee, Texas, and 4 others. Taxes are being collected elsewhere from residents in the state, including higher sales tax rates. So I guess the argument is that the taxes will be collected. It's just going to come from different sources, correct?
I think that's been how the idea has been presented from both the House and Senate packages that have gotten attention so far this session. The concerns I have about that, though, are, as we've seen in recent times when we were, struggling in one of the deepest recessions that we've had in a generation, sales tax is a very fluid, volatile way to raise revenue because people can make decisions every day on whether to make a purchase or not based on their own personal circumstances, and there's not a lot that the state can do to incentivize that spending and thus increase sales tax revenue. What's great about the income tax is it's generally a very stable source of revenue, and unlike property tax or sales tax, which do have a lot of volatility, it's something we can depend on. And I think culturally, right, most people like to get a tax refund when they file their income tax, so we overwithhold
a
little bit.
Yeah, that's nonpartisan.
Right, we overwithhold a little bit, and then people sort of spend to what they bring home. So it's something that's collected, in little bits every pay period. So I think people don't feel that in the same way that if we raise the sales tax and all of a sudden, a $100 purchase would have a 12% in a sales tax instead of a 6%. I think folks would feel that a little bit more.
And there's the concern that that would disproportionately affect lower income families.
I think that's true. Now, I will say that in Michigan, our income tax vehicle is not it's not the perfect vehicle either. And I've argued for years and have had the bill resolution to actually graduate Michigan's income tax because we're one of just 8 states in the entire nation that have a flat income tax, which if we could follow the example of lots of other states and have folks who make less pay a lower rate for income tax and those of us who do a little bit better pay a little bit more, I think it'd be a much more fair vehicle. And you think
that
about...
That seems to be in complete opposite as to what we're hearing from the federal level and from state government at this point.
It really is. I think there's definitely different opinions on this, but when I look across again, having spent 10 years studying tax policy at the state level and serving on those committees, you look at what are really the indicators of wealth in our communities now, right? So once upon a time, property was one of the biggest indicators of wealth. And so we had high property taxes because families with a lot of money had big, you know, big holdings of real estate or plantations, farms, like, and so we taxed property. Now, if you ask most folks, like, property tends to be your biggest indicator of debt. You have a big mortgage, maybe. But income is actually one of the most pure sort of sources of identifying wealth in our current economy. So if you have a little more and can pay a little bit more, I think a lot of states have found that just makes it easier to keep money in the pockets of those who are struggling the most and need it the most for food, shelter, diapers, feeding their kids, you know, the kinds of things that they need, and those who can afford it pay a little bit more and have raised the revenue that's needed.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ann Arbor State Senator Rebecca Warren about proposals introduced in Lansing that would eliminate the Michigan income tax. The proposal in the State House would be a gradual elimination over 40 years. The measure in the State Senate would be a five-year elimination plan coupled with an increase in the state income tax. What is your impression to this point? Do either of these proposals have legs in this legislative session?
Well, I think when you have in the Senate, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which is our tax policy committee, is the main sponsor of the bill, Senator Brandenburg from Macomb County. I mean, whenever your committee chair introduces a bill and it gets referred to his own committee, you have to assume it will get some attention. Now, his comments publicly have been that he wants to put sort of a working group together to study the states that don't have an income tax and how they've raised the necessary revenue to run their state, you know, operations.
Would that be a bipartisan working group?
I would assume so, although I don't think he's made any appointments to that working group yet or kind of talked about who would be involved, but I would hope that he would take, you know, opinions from folks on both sides of the aisle before he, you know, moved anything forward. So I think it's absolutely possible that this kind of a policy will see attention in the legislature this session.
Working from a minority position, if you had to choose between the Senate plan and the House plan, understanding that one was going to pass, which would you choose?
Well, I think the House plan, having such a long time for implementation, certainly gives, in a term-limited environment, time for a proposal to be amended or changed as new legislators get elected. I think a five-year rollback is pretty quick, and so I think the Senate plan, having that faster timeline is a little more, you're just losing so much revenue every year that it rolls back even just by 1% that will have to be made up somewhere. So I think that plan is a little bit more, has more cause for concern in my mind. But it's good to remind people, right? Like, Michigan's income tax rate has bounced around quite a bit. It's 4.25 now, but
it was over 6% in the 80s.
It really was, right? So we have paid as much as 6.9% historically. And when Governor Engler left office, he had signed into law as one of the last pieces of legislation before he left, a rollback that was a tenth of a percent rollback for 5 years to lower it from where it was when he left office. So we've done this. We've rolled up and rolled down. But I think it sort of shows that, you know, that the tax rate and income tax can actually be even higher without, you know, without being too damaging to our economy.
Well, that is certainly something to consider. The one thing we do know with certainty is that come April 15th, you should have paid your taxes.
That's right.
Rebecca Warren, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll follow along and invite you back when it's time to have another conversation.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for the invitation.
That is Ann Arbor State Senator Rebecca Warren. WEMU will indeed continue to follow these proposals in each chamber of the state legislature and keep you informed as to what is happening. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. WEMU.